Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink podcast. Today's November 22nd. It's Monday.
It is.
It's the week of Thanksgiving.
It's the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Almost to Turkey Day. Almost there. But today, I'm going to jump right into it. The nation's hot list, quote unquote, has come out. And for anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's the hottest cities that are being moved to right now.
So they're not necessarily like the hottest cities for real estate, or like, oh my gosh, New York and LA are such hot cities. These are kind of a different list of showing people are understanding that being fiscally responsible is probably the best situation for you in the next upcoming years. So maybe buying that $2 million condo is not a great idea, and maybe going somewhere that has a more reasonable median is probably the best option for you.
I think the $2 million condo is the way to go.
I mean, if you can afford a $2 million condo and not get hurt by buying it, then please do. I don't care. I mean, great. Yeah, hire an agent. I mean, Home Uplink. Look at us. I got no problem with selling you that.
If it's in Florida, contact us about the $2 million condo.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're sitting there and you're teetering on it, and I would probably say maybe not. I don't know. It comes down to every individual, really. It does. So more power to you.
All right, so here's the article, right? Here's how it's written. It says, in today's fast-paced blink and the listing is gone housing market, it's hard to find a place where real estate isn't hot. However, there are certain real estate markets that are popular with buyers all over the country where homes are selling just a little bit faster, and they all have one big thing in common. You know what that is?
Affordability.
They are more affordable. Now, this list of properties is not, to put it into perspective, it's not saying, oh, well, you know, Miami is very hot right now. You're right. But these are places in the United States that do not see they're not used to having a hot housing market. That's what you need to realize about these places. They're not, they're not meccas. You're not going to Miami or, you know, like you said, LA, New York, Portland, you know, Seattle, those places. That's not these. These are places who've never seen growth like this.
Yeah.
And this is why they're on this list, right?
The first thing I want to be honest, the first thing that I pulled from that little synopsis that you just read was how the real estate market right now is hot, 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 and people are not being, okay. So if I really, and just do a little bit more research on that, I'm finding that the average time is not necessarily around hot, hot, hot. I mean, if you go back, okay, so I'm looking in Florida.
Yeah, he's looking at Florida right
and
now.
And I'm looking at, okay, so the best times of the month to sell, which is interesting, is September, they said.
For price,
yes. The worst times to sell, obviously, is December because of price. But the average time that they're saying that people are actually on the market for is not the
in a different era.
Not much different.
Things have changed.
Not much. I mean, it's really not much different. I mean, average time to sell in Florida, they're talking about 96 days, and then if you go up to 2021, they're talking about 86 days. 96 days. It's not like it's just these things are flying off the freaking shelves anymore.
Hey.
But okay,
that's not what the quit poking holes. This guy probably spent a lot of time making this article.
I'm just tired of hearing like the same rhetoric. But okay, so let's just say in this fictitious article that somebody created out of pure enjoyment of understanding the real estate market, because all these guys definitely do, they're saying that these places are obviously more of a fiscal idea for people to move to. Okay.
Hey, I'll give them this, okay? I'm happy that this article is not saying to go live in a place that's very expensive.
No, I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'll be happy when this article, because we're going to go through it real quick. And
if you,
the person that wrote it.
So everybody who's listening, I would definitely appreciate if you have a couple minutes to either disagree or agree with some of these places that we're going to be listing off. I mean, you can email them to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at HomeUplink. You know, or you could go onto our social media feeds and make a comment on wherever you need to. But I would really like to hear, because a lot of these do make fiscal sense in my mind, and Zach's going to go through these numbers, but then some don't. So, or I mean, we're going to quickly go over this, and we would like to hear what other people in the industry or just people in general think about some of these listings. But okay, Zach, go ahead, start.
All right, so we're going to start at 20. Okay. Right? So we're going to start from the bottom of the list and go to the top, right? So number 20 is Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
And it says they're changed. They've gone up 41 places in rank to be number 20.
Okay.
And the average, the median listing price is $275.
So I've actually heard a lot of stories of people moving to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely honest. I've heard a lot of stories of people putting money into properties in Tennessee and actually buying multiple, you know, rental units in the Tennessee state.
Yeah.
So, okay. I can definitely see that, you know, there's a lot of movement to Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah. So I definitely could see that. I know a lot of people that have moved to Tennessee.
Yep. Okay.
Especially from the West Coast. Now, 19 is Durham, North Carolina. That went up 135 places to be pushed into rank 19. The median listing price is $471,000.
Okay. A little bit more expensive, but, you know, you're kind of closer to the coast. I mean, North Carolina is a beautiful, beautiful state, so I completely understand. And, you know, it's still, in my mind, that's still affordable.
Yeah, I mean, that's an attainable house price for a median house, right? That's the thing, is that's attainable. Then 18, you've got Janesville, Wisconsin. Never heard of it.
It's very cold.
$249,900 is the median listing price.
Can we also send our love and prayers to Wisconsin as well?
Yeah.
We are very saddened to hear that Christmas parade massacre that happened yesterday. That's just terribly sad and not right. So everybody who's affected, or if there's anyone out there, we send our, you know, well wishes, and we hope for the best, because that is an absolute tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So let's go to the next one.
So the next one is Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Columbus, Ohio is ranked 17. It's lost 9 places, so it's gone down 9 spots. But its median listing price is $289,000.
Okay. So Columbus, Ohio, I've never been there. I've heard it's very pretty.
A lot of alternative punk bands come from Columbus, Ohio.
And they have, you know, it's kind of one of those very big college towns too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand that it would be probably a very good rental market due to the fact that you could maybe get some turnaround with college kids and, you know, get one of those awesome, you know, live-in situations where they're only there for 9 months, but you still get like a year worth of rent. But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. 16 is Portland, Maine. Average price or median price is $469,900.
Now, Portland is beautiful. We have family that lives up in Portland, Maine. It kind of reminds me of like the old colonial look with, you know, the Bostons and the New Yorks.
The
brownstone, you know, 3 stories. You know, they I can see that. Not as big as I expected, to be completely honest. The city was a little bit smaller. But hey, I could see that. I mean, there was a lot of history there too. But.
And then we have Worcester and Springfield,
Missouri.
Okay. So they're both 14 and 15 are both in Missouri.
Okay.
So Worcester is $399,000 median and Springfield is $310,000 median.
So again, this whole list is not necessarily going for places that you would ideally love to live at.
No, like these
if somebody was to say to me, Barrett, where would you ideally love to live? I don't necessarily, I've never been to Missouri. I mean, I think I've driven through it maybe, but I've never like stopped in Springfield. I'm sure these places are very nice because obviously they've made some sort of list that has some appeal to them. But again, I mean, these are places that people have moved to recently that are more fiscally responsible.
Yeah, and I mean, this list is based upon people who are moving here, and the influx of people moving here is more than a normal influx, right?
Yeah.
So the people moving here, it's not normal like, oh, I'm going from a starter home to a single, you know, a bigger house because I have a family now, that sort of thing. That movement's all already in a normal you know, percentage.
Yeah, it's not calculating, you know, people jumping from city to city that are in the same state.
This is like people who are making the move to go to these places.
Gotcha.
That's what this is, right?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And then after that, we've got Concord, New Hampshire.
Okay.
13th, 389.
Very
New Hampshire's very green.
Very green.
Topeka, Kansas, 12th.
Okay.
$175,000 is the median.
Wow.
Really cheap.
Wow. Topeka.
So, yeah. Then you've got, I know I'm going to, if somebody's from North Carolina, Raleigh, I think is how they pronounce it.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's 11th.
Okay.
But it is a little median home price, $425,000.
Okay.
It's
up there. That's like I said, North Carolina, I mean, is very, very beautiful, but yeah. They're not the cheapest. I mean, they're very affordable on the East Coast.
Yes.
If you go up to like Boston or New York.
Oh, yeah, you're getting nothing.
You're getting nothing for that. But I mean, a lot of people are probably deciding to move a little bit down or south,
yeah,
due to that whole aspect, but also the weather-wise. I mean, you really, the summers are a little bit more brutal, but the winters are definitely better than the Upper East Coast.
Oh yeah, I would take a North Carolina winter over like a Maine or a New York winter. Man. Personally, I'm not a big
fun to visit for a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of winter.
And if you don't agree. Send us.
Yeah, tell us why you don't agree.
Give me some reasons to believe why. I mean, the Northeast winter is probably the very pretty winter, and it's not, you know. But I think most movies, to be completely honest, winter movies or like celebratory family winter movies go down to Florida. I mean, I know a few off the top of my head, aka Home Alone. They went down to Miami for the winter.
Yummy.
But I mean, like, who knows? I can imagine that it's very, very pretty. But if you know, you want to give us some of your reasons, please, again, reach out to us. But go ahead.
Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay.
That is 10th, 386,000. I think that's the city right outside Mount Rushmore.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what that is.
Okay.
Then you have Jefferson City. That's Montana.
Okay.
9th. 179,000.
A lot more people are moving to the innards of the United States.
Yeah, they're really kind of like crunching in.
Yeah, they're kind of like leaving wherever. I mean, like, I have to assume that, you know, they're leaving some of the coastal, more expensive cities, and they're taking their cash and going to these because they're realizing just you get more bang for your buck. But okay, go ahead.
Then you have Johnson City, Tennessee.
Okay.
So Tennessee, yet again.
Another Tennessee.
Right? 8th. 300,000 is the median listing price. You've got, now this is funny, you've got Fort Wayne, Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana, and Elkhart, Indiana for 7, 6, and 5.
Wow. Okay, Indiana's 7 on their game.
Now, the median listing price is 224, 227, and 219. So they're all pretty much...
Under 300,000.
They're all the same, basically.
Wow, okay.
And so Indiana holds 3 of the top 10 spots for hottest in the market.
Okay.
Then you have Rochester, New York at number 4. Median listing price is 211,000.
Okay.
I have a friend who lives up there. He's going to medical school, and it's like a small town vibe.
Okay. You
know, it's a college town, you know, cutesy, right? You've got Eureka, California, ranked 3rd.
Okay.
Median listing price 489. Now, for anybody who doesn't know where Eureka is, there's a reason why you don't know where Eureka is.
You know what, Eureka, when someone says Eureka?
California. But the thing is, they say, I live in California.
No. But, but you know what I think of when I hear the word Eureka?
There was an old sci-fi show that I think of.
No, I think of Eureka, there's gold in the hills. Uh-huh. That's what I think of. So it's like, I understand that somebody probably 150 years ago yelled that. And everybody jumped on board and said, what's this new boomtown going to be called there? And they said, Eureka. And that's exactly what happened. They probably found some gold in them hills and named it Eureka.
Yeah, I mean,
Changed my mind.
Yeah, it's it's in Humboldt Bay.
Okay,
so it's north. NorCal.
Yeah,
but mind you, if people don't, I don't know if people know what Humboldt is, but it's.
Oh, were you talking about that? Oh yeah. Okay, now I know what show you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know what Humboldt is.
Yeah, they do.
Yes,
yeah,
you definitely do. They also, Bigfoot lives here, so be careful.
Yeah.
You can watch a Netflix documentary.
Maybe that's
on that.
Why they yelled Eureka. They saw Bigfoot.
Maybe they looked at him and they're like, oh, Eureka, Bigfoot's here.
Yeah, I can make more money from Bigfoot than gold.
True.
Okay.
So that's third. So you got Bigfoot country. Burlington, North Carolina is number two.
Yeah.
$295,000 median list price.
Okay.
Now, this one's weird to me because. Manchester, New Hampshire is number one. Ooh. Median listing price, $419,900. New Hampshire has, if I put two cities on here that are in the top 20, number one and number 13. Now, what gets me about that is New Hampshire is not a big state.
No.
It's not a big state at all. And to go, oh, I'm going to go live in Manchester, New Hampshire. What are they? Oh, you pulled it up. They have a population of 115,000.
Last year's census.
That's ridiculous. And Concord has one of 43,000.
Yes.
There's only, you know, there's 50,000 people that live in the city. It's crazy. And so to me, it's like, that's
Portland,
like
68,000. That's Maine.
Yeah. I mean, you're moving to, you're getting the small town vibes. I mean, you're living the,
and that's what some people like now, you know, you definitely don't want to live in the, I mean, it looks beautiful with the photos. I mean, look at that. Oh,
no, I mean, that's
cow. That looks like the Buckingham Palace.
I mean, that's
oh, look,
in
there's
that's,
a giant Christmas on
that's
there.
Actually in Manchester.
That's, oh, is this? Is
that's
this?
That's Manchester, not
that would make sense.
New Hampshire.
Dang,
because you were looking at that and you were like, oh my, that's Manchester, New Hampshire, the one on the far left, top
gotcha.
Left. Those are all Manchester. In UK.
UK. Yeah. I was about to say, holy
yeah,
cow,
if you were
I'm definitely visiting Manchester.
Yeah, the big tell was the cars were on the wrong side of the road in that picture.
Oh,
yeah. So.
Oh, you called it.
Yeah.
I was about to say that they have, it looks like Buckingham.
Yeah, that looks exactly okay. Like, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Manchester is 115,644 population.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty dang cold.
Probably pretty cold year
let's
round.
Let's see what's the closest. It's probably pretty close to something though. Let's see. Okay. It's close to Boston.
Yeah, I mean, you could drive
you're
maybe an hour
see
to Boston.
A baseball game,
45 minutes
and,
to Boston.
You're gonna see a football game, and you're gonna see all that
Boston.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, you're pretty much in the middle of Portland, Maine, and Boston, Massachusetts. So yeah, I guess there's a lot of. I mean, New Hampshire's not that tiny though.
I mean, in comparison.
I mean, I guess it is because it kind of gets cut in half with Vermont. But okay. But yeah,
it's
so.
Not, it's not huge.
So I'm assuming what's going on is a lot of people are probably moving out of those metropolitan cities.
Yeah, 100%.
And they're just moving a little bit north and deciding that, yes, the commute is worth it. Or they're deciding, hey, I've been working from home for the last year and a half. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And now I'm going to pay less for my living quarters and everything. Because, I mean, there's. I mean, we went to Boston, Massachusetts a couple months ago just to kind of check out the city, and it's probably pretty expensive now. I mean, there's a lot of new high rises. They were talking about Tom Brady's place that he bought for like $9 million, and that thing was like a 3-story, 1,800 square foot, townhome in the middle of the city. So I get it. I mean, $400,000, you probably do some decent land out there. And again, these, you know, this list is not, like I said, the end all be all, like, oh, this is where I want to end up. I mean, this is just the financial responsibility move that some people are starting to finally put into play, and maybe they're doing their Excel spreadsheets at night and they're saying, oh, okay, so if I do move 30 miles north into a different state, I can afford this kind of house with this kind of amenities with...
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of it seems like the towns that people are moving to on this list, only about... Really, just like Durham, North Carolina, and like Raleigh, North Carolina, do I see on this list and go, or Memphis, maybe?
Yeah.
I would say, people are probably moving there to move there, but those are also three of the higher median prices. So to me, it's like those three cities, people are moving there to live there, right?
Yeah.
But then for the other choices, I think it's a lot of it is like, oh, I live or I worked or I, this is where I am from, but I don't want to pay for a property in that city. I'd rather move 30, 45 minutes away to a surrounding area. And that's these places.
Again,
right.
Again, this comes down to people are possibly getting the vibe that they're never going to have. We did a whole podcast last time about how commercial is becoming a little bit more of an endeavor on you know, investors, because they know that some companies are going to have to go back to the in-office experience. But the other companies, they might not, you know, other companies might have realized that this is the best outcome for them. And yes, if all of their employees are doing exactly what they're supposed to be, then again, this goes down to I'm paying, you know, $2,500 for a place in here when I can go buy something for 1500, 30 minutes down, you know, the way. And I might become a homeowner for the first time because I don't know if I'm ever going to go back to work.
Yeah, or if I, you know, or if that, the thing is, you know, if, and for somebody who's making that decision, we, I mean, we talked about it, they're either going to stay and say, all right, well, I'm working from home, I'm going to go live in this other place. And then let's say, oh, they lose their job. They're just going to look for another job that allows them to work from home.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, at this point in time, people have, if they've relinquish themselves to that decision that they've made, and they said, I'm going to do this because I think it's best for me, they're going to figure out how to make it work, you know?
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah,
so I it's mean, like, they're gonna sit here and move to a city that they can get more
yeah.
for less money, and then they're going to make it work.
I, you know, and that's kind of the benefit of what, you know, the outcome of people getting sent home. You know, there's no benefit of Corona or COVID or anything like that. It's killed a lot of people, but it just kind of made it a little different for people to look at their commute, to look at their financial situations, to look at their overall jobs. I mean, the mass exodus has been happening, and people are starting to completely jump ship because they realize that there's things out there that, yeah, they might make a little bit less money, but they could be definitely more comfortable doing, or they could be definitely comfortable working from home for the rest of, I mean, this list, what it solidifies in my mind are, people wanting to get out of that debt, people wanting to understand how they can probably live a better, more stressless life. And that's inevitably why, you know, that's inevitably why we work. We want to be able to live a life where we have fun and, you know, don't worry every single night if the friggin' lights are going to be shut off on us because the power bill didn't get, I mean, like, that's not how people want to live any longer. I hope at all. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season. I don't want to get doom and gloom. I mean, it's very, Thanksgiving's around the corner, and then we are going to be in the month of December. I was thinking about putting some decorations up in the office, Zach. What do you think?
Sure.
Throw some elves around here, possibly.
Yeah, maybe throw an elf or two on the wall.
Yeah, get a little tinsel.
Elf on the shelf.
Yeah, yeah, you know, just trying to spruce it up a little bit, you know, maybe have a little holiday cheer so we can start off the new year. We are having some very positive advertisement weeks. We're having some very good outcome on our listings, our open house listings. So we want to appreciate everybody who's been, you know, giving us some time and some looks and
ganders.
And we hope to, you know, do some more in the future. So
yeah.
Off this list, you know, if you do have any, if you've ever been to these places and are like, nah, I can never see myself moving there, or, you know, that looks like a far reach, you know, hit us up. We'd love to go through some of these emails and kind of, you know, answer some questions or just get some.
Yeah, hash them out.
Yeah. So again, admin@homeuplink.com. You can definitely email us there. You can go to our social media feeds. You can even comment the pod bean. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can go to Instagram. We're all over the place now. again, you know, we appreciate you stopping by. It's homeuplink.com. You can see all the open house listings that are, you know, listed daily with turn by turn directions, with everything, direct contact with agents, with clients. We're, you know, very happy to have a few new partners on board with our company. So we have Assured Partners, we have Southern Trust, Waterstone Mortgage. We're going to have a few more coming in the near future that are going to be able to give some of their expertise. So if people using the site do need to find some different amenities for real estate, mortgage, insurance, title, lending, inspection, all that stuff, we're hoping to accommodate. So again, we appreciate you stopping by. And if you do have any questions, hit us up.
Yeah, thanks for coming by and listening to us yet again. See you next time.